So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Play Beat Mix.
To beat Migs. I know Jake from State Farm in Shelton is. Jake from State Farm, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And Jake, were you by
How's State Farm doing these days?
Were you listening to the cheat sheet yesterday at 540?
Well, I'm going to skip that question. If I win, this one's dedicated to Dwayne, my boy Pops. If I lose, it's dedicated to Danny.
All right.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, Steve.
Well, I hope I win.
Time for you to get out of here.
Pops, you got it.
If you're playing from home, Jake from State Farm has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
In Charlotte's Web, what type of animal is Wilbur?
Wilbur's a pig.
He is. How many colors are on the Jamaican flag?
3.
Yes. Pope Leo XIV was born in what Midwest city?
What was the question?
Pope Leo XIV was born in what Midwestern city?
Pass.
What is the highest number on a standard American roulette wheel?
36.
Correct. What sport features cleans and jerks?
Powerlifting.
Yes. What part of the plant gets water and nutrients to the rest of the plant?
The leaves or the roots.
No.
Pass.
Who founded Amazon?
Jeff Bezos.
Yes. Eureka is the official motto of which U.S. state?
California.
Correct. The Dirt, Confessions of the World's Most Notorious Rock Band, involves what band?
Motley Crue.
Correct. What decade did Chevrolet first introduce the Camaro?
60s.
Yes. Pope Leo XIV was born in
Cleveland.
No. But you did very well. You scored 8, Jake from State Farm.
Nice.
Yeah. And here comes Steve Migs.
T-Dog.
Jake from State Farm did do very well.
Of course.
So I hope you're ready. Are you?
Yeah! 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 I'm ready.
Aggressive. In Charlotte's Web, what type of animal is Wilbur?
Wilbur's a pig.
Yeah. How many colors are on the Jamaican flag?
3.
Yes. Pope Leo XIV was born in what Midwestern city?
Chicago.
Yes. What is the highest number on a standard American roulette wheel?
6, 7.
No.
I'm sorry. That was bad. 50?
No.
99?
No. What sport features cleans?
Sorry, I know you play it. That doesn't mean that everyone knows it.
What sport features cleans and jerks?
Oh, that would be weightlifting.
Yes. What part of the plant gets water and nutrients to the rest of the plant?
Photosynthesis?
No.
Electrolysis?
No.
Sprinkling?
No. Who founded Amazon?
Jeff Bezos.
Correct. Eureka is the official motto of which U.S. state?
California.
Yes. The Dirt, Confessions of the World's Most Notorious Rock Band, involves what band?
Great book. One of the few books I've read in my life. Motley Crue.
Yes. What decade did Chevrolet first introduce the Camaro?
50s?
No.
40s?
No.
30s?
No. Steve Migs, with that, you got 7 correct. And that is a loss. 8-7.
Good.
Congratulations,
game.
Jake from State Farm.
And he hung up.
Well, he had insurance calls to make. Obviously.
What was it? Shout out to Pops?
Dwayne
Pops.
Yeah. The highest number on a standard American roulette wheel. I know Danny knows it, and our friends Jake from State Farm also knew it. Danny, tell them what it is.
36.
It is. The part of the plant that gets water and nutrients to the rest of the plant is just the stem. And then the decade that Chevrolet first introduced the Camaro was the 1960s.
I went the wrong direction.
You know what? It's okay. You'll have another opportunity to play this game, Steve Miggs, at 8:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Coats for kids, Steve Miggs. I know we've been trying desperately to get to $19,000. How are things looking right now?
We freaking did it.
Hell yeah, we did.
$19,043 raised thanks to donations by people like Patricia Brown or Braun donated $50. John Raines donated $50 as well. And $50, two brand new coats for kids in need. That's pretty awesome. So if you only have $25, that is awesome. If you only have $5, every amount helps. But then also some Rockaholics have donated $100, like Amanda Fenton.
Thank you so much, Rockaholics, for doing what you do. And let's keep it going. Head over to KISW.com to donate to Coats for Kids.
And Jeremy Dining just donated $25.
Yeah.
Or Dinning. Sorry.
Loudwire recently cobbled together a list of the 25 best rock and metal albums of the last 25 years.
Yeah, and somebody's going to make you feel old to think that they're 25 years old.
We're going to dive into this time capsule of bands that defined everything from nu metal and emo to hardcore, metalcore, and modern arena rock.
Yes.
And you want to put us to the test, Miggs?
I do. I want to see how well you know some of these, because some of these are right up your guys' alley, but I wonder if you could quickly name the record.
The album, okay.
Yes, so you're not going to be naming the song. I'm going to put you to the test. I want to see who can name the record quicker, so we'll go back and forth. And I've picked the ones that I feel like you guys would be all about. Like, for instance, I didn't include Nickelback's All the Right Reasons, because that would be more in my wheelhouse. Limp Bizkit's Chocolate Starfish in the Hot Dog Flavored Water, also on this list, and deservingly so.
Should be number one.
Well, Queens of the Stone Age, Songs for the Deaf. Ooh. One of my all-time favorites, Deftones' White Pony. Mm-hmm. But there's a bunch of emo, and then a bunch of just straight-up rock and roll that I know Taryn Daly would love as well.
25 years, which means 2000 to now.
Yes.
That's the crazy part. 25 years old, and right. It's 2000.
All right, so we're going to start things off, and we're going to time it. So I'm going to start the song right at the beginning. Taryn Daly, I'm going to start with you. You have to tell me the name of this record. Not the song, but the record. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And this one, well, we're going to be seeing them very soon. Oh, I probably should have turned the thing up. That would make the game a lot easier. All right, here we go.
I mean, I know it's Shinedown.
Yeah.
What's the album? I have no idea what the album is called.
You don't know the name of the album?
My eyes are open.
For
Danny,
real?
What's the name of the album, Danny?
Oh, I have no idea.
Instead of happiness, it would be
sadness. Oh, the sound of madness.
Bam. 26 seconds. But I don't even know if I can give that to you.
No, that was bad.
All right, Danny, let's see if you can top 26 seconds. I bet Danny's going to nail this one in 6 seconds or less.
Oh, wow.
American Idiot.
3 seconds. Come on, Taryn, step it up.
I feel like an American Idiot now.
By Green Day, by the way. Yes. Which, what a great record.
Oh, my God. That redefined them. Like, they kind of went away with Warning and I think Nimrod after that. And it was like, and then all of a sudden it's like, yeah, they come back with American Idiot. It's their biggest album of their lives almost.
And it's kind of like they went from just being like this straight up pop punk band to like a concept record.
Yep.
And even the theatrical performance of it, I loved.
Oh, so good.
And also, I mean, we didn't give a lot of love to Shinedown. Of course, we're going to see Brent and Zach this Friday at Unwrapped.
Oh, yeah.
Sound of Madness is just like one of those albums I can listen to right from the beginning all the way to the end.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even know the name of the record, though.
Anyway. I do now. Okay.
All right. I think you can get this one, Taryn. And I think you can get this one in less than 20 seconds.
Oh, my God.
No pressure or anything like that.
This is Black Gives Way to Blue.
Bam.
Yeah.
Wow.
6 seconds. Alice in Chains. Their triumphant return. Brand new lead singer at the time.
This is a great album.
Oh, Elton John's on this record. And I don't even think he gets credited on it, if I remember correctly. All right, we're just grooving too much.
I know.
All right, Danny.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's see if you can top 6 seconds with this one.
Take off your fancy jacket. Blink 182. The Rock Show is the song, if anyone wants to know.
It's a great song.
Danny knows his emo. There's a reason why you're the emo guy here in Seattle.
He kind of nails it.
Ah, so good.
With my best friend. The summer and the Warped Tour.
See, kids, there was once a tour called the Warped Tour where all these pop punk bands used to play.
It was awesome.
And Danny was in the front row.
Every year.
Dude, I used to go to those Warped Tours over at the King Dome parking lot. That's
so
how old
great.
I feel.
I love that.
They were so great. Eminem played.
Let's go back.
I wish we could. All right, let's see. Let's give Taryn another one.
God. Okay.
All right.
Oh. Hold on.
What are we holding on to?
It's Audio Slave, and the album is... Oh, my God. This is going to kill me.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no. I can't remember.
You said it.
Is it called Audio Slave?
Oh, my God.
So, technically, I got it right.
This is fun.
All right, so what'd you get that in 20 seconds, I think it took you?
Wow, Terry.
Yeah, 20 whole seconds.
I am bad at this game.
And again, I had to give you a hint. And watch, now watch Danny shine.
From Under the Cork Tree, Fall Out Boy.
Dork.
1 second.
Okay, Rain Man.
Let's go, Fall Out Boy.
All right, one last one. We'll put both of you to the test. Whoever nails it first. This one I feel like is in both of your wheelhouse. Again, this is like the top 25 records of the last 25 years, and this is one of them.
Happy Day!
Oh, Danny wins.
Linkin Park.
And that took 6 seconds.
I love this game.
You win.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is an iconic action film star being goofed on quite a bit, along with one of the biggest rock bands of all time. You're going to hear all about it when we go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There is a picture circulating the internet of Kiss at the Kennedy Center Honors that just happened. Also yes. being honored at the event was Sylvester Stallone. So then one Kiss fan page ended up posting a photo of the members of Kiss with Sly Stallone, and they wrote, "The new Kiss lineup for the 2026 World Tour is finally ready to shake the planet. Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons, Peter Criss, and the brand new addition, Sylvester Stallone."
Yeah.
Lead guitar.
Rambo's a great guitarist.
Rocky joins Kiss. His guitar solo, a right hook straight to your jaw.
I love it.
It's great. And many have had to comment on this picture, of course.
Mainly because of how they're all looking. They're not getting any younger, but they're trying their best to fight Father Time.
Like they're looking for the Fountain of Youth, I think.
Yeah, and they're going to a certain doctor to tap into that Fountain of Youth.
Oh, so let's go straight to those comments.
So we found a bunch of those comments, and we figured who better to read them than...
Sylvester Stallone.
You know it. Yes. So we've got Robot Sly reading these comments about the members of KISS. And Sylvester Stallone all dolled up with their tuxedos and their best Botox.
Mm.
And here are the comments. Are you ready?
Yes.
You wanted the best, you got the best. The greatest sellouts in the world, Kiss and Sylvester Stallone.
I think, though, when it comes to Kiss, I don't think sellouts is ever going to be an insult. I think
no.
that was their whole point. They were, and as a massive Kiss fan, I never got the vibe that they were this band that was for the underground.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even from day one, I wasn't a day one Kiss fan, but back in the 70s, they were doing shows in clubs, but making them so larger than life that they were meant to be in an arena.
If it's going to result in a paycheck, they're down.
Yeah, this isn't Fugazi.
Yeah.
It's Kiss.
This looks like a reunion tour sponsored by Life Alert.
Well, yeah, they're not getting any younger.
I mean, they can retire when they want to retire, you know?
I don't care. If Sylvester Stallone wants to be Rocky again, let him be Rocky.
Yeah.
Are those the real guys? Looks like wax figures. Please put the makeup back on and put some on Sly's face, too.
I did see a lot of people saying that they look like wax figures.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do actually believe that I prefer them with makeup as well, though.
Yeah, but even back when they were younger and they took the makeup off, the look on your face, I wish people could see right now.
It is the most, it's frightening. Yeah. That first big reveal, like the I Was Made for Loving You video is absolute terror.
Lick It Up.
Or Lick It Up, excuse me. That's
get it right.
Yes, sorry. The Lick It Up video. That's the one where they're all walking toward you with no makeup on. I'm like, I want to run into any other direction.
It's the best video because it starts off at their feet, it works their way up, and then you see Gene Simmons. You're like, put the makeup back on.
Yeah, I still have nightmares because of that. You showed us that earlier this year, and I can't unwatch it.
I can never unsee Gene Simmons without makeup. Yeah. It's not a good look.
First time they've gathered together since the class action suit against their plastic surgeon.
I think their plastic surgery looks pretty good.
Do you?
No. No shade on anyone who wants to like do the Botox or do any kind of like, you know, hair implants, whatever it may be. But at least do your best to make it still seem like it's you. I think that's the problem with plastic surgery is that people get addicted to it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they just... Well, I mean, body dysmorphia is like a real thing.
Sure.
And people do sometimes see themselves differently than how others see them. But man, I sometimes see people with like either like their cheeks or their lips. I'm like, you've gone too far.
Are you talking to Paul Stanley directly or?
Yes. His cheeks.
No, it's his cheeks, man. What is in there?
Paul Stanley be looking like Michael Jackson. Hee hee.
Oh. God, now I can't unsee that. He kind of does.
He does.
Will they play their hit song, Rocky Roll All Night?
Okay, that's clever. Rocky Roll All Night.
That's great.
This is a joke, right? Would actually be cool, though.
No, I don't think Sylvester Stallone knows how to play the guitar, let alone he's not joining Kiss.
No.
So, not everything on the internet is real, buddy.
No disrespect, but Ace left us and avoided embarrassment.
Oh, okay. Oh, we've gone a little too far.
Dark.
It's funny, though, because you see Paul and Gene, and they definitely look like they've had a couple of dollars spent on some work. And then there's Peter. Peter's hair is gray.
Oh,
He just looks like he's just like, I don't give an F. I'm getting old, and I'm okay with
it. Just leaning into it.
Absolutely.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, big things are happening in Coats for Kids. We are teamed up once again this year with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. And I know, we put the challenge out. Let's get to $19,000. And we've done it.
Yeah, thanks to Rockaholics like Bobby Rose, who donated $100. Matt Morris also donated $100. And our favorite name so far, Rod Money, donated $100. That's four brand new coats for kids in need. $100 because it's $25 a pop. But again, if you don't have $100, if you got $5, if you got $10, any amount helps. It's going to help add those numbers up because right now we're at, what, $19,043,
yes.
I think? And our goal is $50,000.
Let's keep it going. Head to KISW.com and donate.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
We are firm believers that it's good to be hip to the times. And when it comes to the world of pop culture, there's so much information out there that we go through it for you to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
The Los Angeles Chargers pulled off a big 22-19 overtime win last night by forcing five turnovers from Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts. They sealed it with a late interception by Jefferson.
So Jalen Hurts is like, hey, Sam Darnold, hold my beer.
Right?
That's amazing.
Hurts keeps, throws, batted up and picked off. Intercepted. And the Chargers win the ball game.
Did you watch any of the game?
We watched almost the whole game.
Yeah? Yeah. I watched 0 minutes of it.
It was, I mean, it was a very, you know, kind of back and forth game, but the fact that they had 5 interceptions was wild.
That's crazy. Yeah, we didn't end up making, I was in a very intense game of Fruit Ninja with my daughter. You know the video game Fruit Ninja?
I've never played it.
Oh, well, we played the human version with a balloon, so we had to pretend the balloon was the fruit, and we were slicing it, and I realized, oh, crap, I just missed all Monday Night Football.
Wow.
Like, with your hands or, like, with an actual knife?
No, we both had swords.
Okay, cool, yeah. Perfect.
Of course. Come on, Danny, seriously. Did you happen, though, to catch the post-game interview with Justin Herbert?
No!
I did catch that because it was on social media, because everyone's talking about how people think he was kind of being a jerk to ESPN's Laura Rutledge.
I did see that.
Okay, yeah. So she wanted to track him down to do an interview like most sideline reporters do. They find the quarterback, especially the winning quarterback, and they, hey, we have some questions. And he was not about it. He just wanted to go hang out with his teammates.
It was weird because that's why Brad and I, when we were watching it, I'm like, wait a minute, was he just being a jerk to her? I wasn't really watching super intently, but then it appeared that he just was trying to brush her off completely with a camera in his face.
Yeah, so she's like chasing him down, even like Joe Buck's trying to slow down like the conversation. So that hopefully she can get him to do it. And you'll even hear him say in this, I'm trying to celebrate with my team, like just blowing her off. And here it is.
I'm trying to celebrate with my team.
Oh, I know. Can we just talk to you really fast? What was it like to watch the interception there that sealed this game for you guys to get this win?
Yeah, the defense played incredible. You know, they came up with so many big stops today. So, so proud to be able to play for those guys. And the way they compete down in, down out is really fun to watch.
And every question that she asks, like, he's talking super fast. He's giving quick answers. And I'm just like, buddy, is this your first time being a quarterback in the NFL? Like, this is just what happens after the game. You can hang out with your teammates in the locker room.
It's part of the gig, bro.
Like, I don't know if it's necessarily like a... worth like a witch hunt, like some people getting all mad on social media about it. But at the end of the day, it's like, you're the quarterback of the team that won. You have to expect that people are going to want to talk to you.
That's the first person they're going to want to talk to.
I just thought that was strange.
Yes, it really was. So In-N-Out Burger, Danny, you were just there the other day driving back from Portland. Did you notice that they have removed order number 6-7 from the system because the viral meme has caused chaos in all of their restaurants every time that number is called.
6-7. Oh, I get it. 6-7.
I ain't gonna lie. I crack up every time I see those videos when they do yell the order number 67 or 67 in the entire place. I know it's so stupid, but let these stupid kids have fun.
And they did do a news report.
I'm sorry, let these kids have fun.
They did do a news report on why In-N-Out's doing this.
We have taken 67 out of our system, so whenever we're taking orders, it goes 66 to 68 because of people like you.
Oh.
How dare you?
In-N-Out Burger appears to be done dealing with that viral 6-7 trend. That employee saying that in the video that they've removed order tag number 6-7 from their system. Instead, they now go from calling out number 66 to skipping 68 in order to avoid causing a ruckus inside the restaurant. Many videos of teens going crazy have gone viral when number 6-7 has been called out. And for those who don't follow, 6-7 means nothing.
And yet it means everything.
Means everything.
Did you see the player on the Florida Panthers? Like, they won their game in overtime. I think it was like 7-6, 6-7. And I know the player is being interviewed after the game. Unlike Justin Herbert, he talked to the reporter.
Oh!
And they said something 6-7. And you could tell the whole crowd just wanted him to do it. And he just looked at the ground, did the hand gesture. And the whole place just went nuts.
Let these people have their fun.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Miggs, we need somebody to call up and try to take you down this morning. 384 wins, 131 losses, and 105 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Miggs at 850.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.